Hello and welcome to It Came From Beneath the Couch, the podcast that doesn't practice human sacrifice. We're experts. I'm Ted.
And I'm Teb.
And today we watched Willy's Wonderland that just very recently released.
Ah, so good. That's the entire review. Have a good day, folks.
Yeah, that's it. Good night, whatever you are. No, I think we both enjoyed this more than we expected to.
You know, you're probably right.
I was looking forward to it from just having seen the trailer, but this was so much better than I expected.
See, I hadn't seen the trailer. I hadn't read the description. I just knew that it was called Willy's Wonderland and Nicolas Cage was in it.
Yes.
That's all I knew.
That's really all you need to know.
Well, for most movies, yeah.
Oh, no, not the beast! Not the beast!
So basically, it starts out, Nicolas Cage is driving down the road and somewhere in the countryside in his fancy car.
And he hits a spike strip.
Yes. And, you know, has to wait for a tow truck. And
it's a shady tow truck at that.
Oh, yeah. With a guy who will not stop speaking.
Oh, my God. I hate those kind of people.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, he takes him back to the garage, and that was a weird pronunciation. And he gives him an estimate for...
He feeds him a line of crap for fake things that are wrong with his car.
Yes. And he has to pay cash, because he doesn't take cards, because they don't have internet in their town.
And, of course, none of the ATMs work.
No, because they don't have internet.
that is actually a very, very big fear I always have. Is ending up someplace and having no cash and it being an only cash place. That's scary anymore.
And even if you have cash, how often do you carry around $1,000 on you?
Right? I don't know. I'd be scared to carry that much cash.
Yeah. Oh, he happens to think of a thing he can do to work it off.
Oh, yes. Always the working it off.
The local shutdown former attraction is this... You know, kids, restaurant, play.
Yeah, think Chuck E. Cheese plus Five Nights at Freddy's.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you know, he takes him to the owner of that place, and he gives him this whole spiel that he's, you know, he's going to open it up again. But, you know, it needs to be cleaned. So if he only has to clean, you know, spend the night there cleaning, that guy will pay for the repairs of the car.
All right, I need to call a timeout on this one.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so in America, if you clean crap for a living, you're not making much more than minimum wage.
No.
If it's over a grand to fix the car, 8 hours of labor does not compute as far as, you know, equivalent cost.
No.
He should have, you know, saw that giant red flag.
Yeah. You know, even here in Sweden, that kind of money, you'd have to work for a month at least.
Yeah.
You know, if you're just doing basic cleaning.
Exactly. So, you know, I don't know. Maybe the energy drinks were the problem.
Yes.
It is
established very early on that the trunk of the car is basically filled with energy drinks.
And he has an alarm on his phone that goes off, like, what, every hour?
Something like that. And he goes and have an energy drink. No matter what.
No matter what. Now, I can kind of relate to that because, you know, as you know, there was a time in my life when I ran on no sleep and tons of energy drinks that may or may not have had something similar to a yak on them. Mm-hmm. Like, one point, I was consuming so many that there was severe chances of me messing up my liver.
Yeah.
So, which I'm good now, but... I mean, I get, you know, the running on that much caffeine, but dang.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, Nicolas Cage takes the job. And the owner goes, well, you know, here's a Willy's Wonderland shirt. Here's the cleaning supplies. You know, it's getting dark. I have to leave.
And he locked him in.
Good luck. And he locks him in with a chain and padlock.
So, I don't know, how much do you want to spoil from here?
Not much. We should say that in the like the main area of the place, there are five or six.
Eight animatronic creatures.
Yes.
And they're so gross looking.
Oh, they're...
They're so filthy and mangy and...
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're definitely landfill fodder.
I love the design of them, though. You know, they went for the creepy animatronic thing and they got it.
Yeah, I'm glad we watched something between that and bedtime because... Oof, nightmares.
Yes. And I think it's not too much to say because almost straight away you see one move when no one's looking.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's about as much as we need to say.
Yeah. Pretty terrifying. And
a lot of fun.
But, you know, when you first start it, you're like, well, this feels like Five Nights at Freddy's. But... I will say that when we finally got to find out the backstory, that was really interesting.
Mm-hmm. It's basic, but it works perfectly.
Yes. And I really appreciate, I feel like, and I might be wrong. I hope I'm not. I feel like this role was written for Nicolas Cage perfectly.
Yes.
And perhaps specifically.
Yeah. I would not be surprised. I haven't looked into it, but I would not be surprised.
It was so good. It's like the whole movie was like... It was like a mirror to his entire career thus far.
Yes.
And so good. So good.
Yes. And his character, at the same time, it felt like completely like a Nicolas Cage character. And the complete opposite of one.
I know. This was a good one. And... I would like, in a way, I would like to see more like this, but in a way, if there were more like this, it would be cheapened.
Yeah, I don't want a sequel. No. I really don't.
How would there even be a sequel?
Well, there is some ambiguity with one thing at the end.
Yeah, I suppose there is. There is.
I don't want to say too much because that will give things away.
That and I wonder... With the animatronics,
mm-hmm.
with what happened to the animatronics, would that have actually been enough to fix the problem?
Yeah, you don't know. So, if you want to do a sequel, you definitely could, but I think it would be better not to.
Yeah, it's better to leave a bit of a mystery.
Yes. This one was just perfectly done, you know, works perfectly as just one and done. Do something different. That's yeah.
But I will say the turtle slightly offensive.
Yeah, probably.
But I think
probably I think intentionally that was
done on purpose because of, you know, the time in which the turtle was purportedly, you know, manufactured.
Yes.
And I was confused by the quote unquote siren, mm-hmm. because sirens are sea creatures. And if you don't, if you want to say otherwise, fight me.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's so worth watching.
You know, it includes all the important horror tropes.
Yeah.
Plus, you know, some silly weirdness and.
Yeah. You can attest. I was laughing throughout.
I was trying not to choke. It's a good thing I wasn't eating popcorn because I would have inhaled it.
Yep.
Ooh.
And it's not even one of those where it's filled with jokes. It's just funny.
Yeah. And I like the way that Nicolas Cage's character was portrayed in a way that he didn't have to make jokes to be funny.
No. It's the actions speak for themselves.
Mm-hmm. And it was just... It was all so good.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I keep saying that, but yeah, it's been a long time since we've seen something that was so well written and well executed and creepy and hilarious.
Yeah.
It kind of ticked all my boxes, really.
Yeah.
And yeah. I mean, there was gratuitous use of duct tape, so.
Yes. Always enjoyable.
I do enjoy duct tape. Yeah.
Yeah.
So if someone wants to watch this movie, where do you suppose they would find it?
Right now, you can rent it at the usual places like, you know, Apple and Amazon and whatnot. As far as I know, it's not available to buy yet.
Well, that's a weird way to do it, but all right.
Well, it's plague times.
Yeah.
I don't believe it was released in theaters, as far as I know. I could be wrong. What,
has anything been in the last year, really, though?
A few things, but not you much. Know. So yeah, you can. So for now, you can rent it. I'm sure it'll be available in other ways further along.
One would presume.
Yes, and at that point, I will buy it because we need it.
Uh-huh.
With all the extras and.
Oh, I want to see the outtakes so bad, and I want director's commentary.
Yes.
Oh, do I want director's commentary?
This. Unironically, is in my running for movie of the year.
It really is. Somebody give him an Oscar.
Yes. Doesn't matter who's, just give him an Oscar.
Yeah, just steal one from Allison Janney or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe that was an Emmy. I don't remember. Anyway, we don't watch the award shows on that. We don't even watch Eurovision.
Oh, that is an entirely different thing.
Yeah, that's a different thing for a different podcast that we don't do.
Yeah. But yeah, so where can people find us if they want to, you know, look for us or support us? Or
so, you know.
Send us angry emails.
Please don't send angry emails. So in general, we're home because, you know, plague and, you know. Giant bandaged arm. But anyway, so if you like what we're doing and you want to support what we're doing, first thing you can do is download the podcast. Cheap, easy, helps us out. Another thing you could do if you feel so inclined is you can head over to patreon.com/spacesquidoflove and you can support us that way. We have a Twitch stream at twitch.tv/spacesquidoflove. We do cooking. We do crafty things. We do game occasionally. We're going to end up doing some other random nonsense at some point. You can find us on Facebook at It Came From, or Facebook, you know, the It Came From Beneath the Couch Pod. Same on Instagram. You can also find us on Instagram and Facebook as Space Squid of Love. You can see what we're doing with our various things. And, you know, if you want to send a carrier pigeon, I mean, I guess you can, but we keep the windows closed, so the poor thing will probably freeze to death. Did I hit all the bases there?
Yes, and we still have to look up how carrier pigeons work. Cause
yeah, I feel like...
I feel like we lack in that area.
We do, but I don't want to clean up pigeon poop, so there we are.
Fair. Anyway, we'll be back later.
Well, we'll be back later in the week.
In the week with another episode. And until then, good night, whatever you are. We'll be right back. Music was Bats in the Belfry by Purple Planet Music.
Secret Box!